Good afternoon, and thank you for listening to Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM on the dial. Streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. It's time for Midwest Beat with yours truly, Tom Lounges. This program is about music and the arts and the people who make it. Well, every year, about this time, I pick my top 10 albums of the previous year. So today, you're going to get to sample, for the next 2 hours, some of the great music made right here in Chicagoland. The requirement for my annual top 10 list is that the albums must have been released within 15 months, must contain at least 25 minutes of original music, and must be publicly available. So today, you're going to get to hear my top 10 after your headlines. Stay here. Good afternoon, I'm Tom Lounges. It's time for Midwest Beat, a program all about the arts and music. I'm your host, and today we are going to do my annual top 10 of the previous year. That's right, it's time for my annual top 10 regional albums of Chicagoland from the year 2019. Hard to believe we're already into 2020, and I'm sure it's going to be a great year of new original music from the region, but today we're going to reflect back. Now, the requirement to make my annual top 10 list is simple. The albums must have been released within a 15-month period. So this year, it's from October 2018 to December 2019. Each album must contain at least 25 minutes of original music by a regionally based artist and be commercially available to you, the listening public. So there you go. That's the criteria. The rest is up to the artist to be darn good and have great songs. So let's get started. We're going to go backwards of my top 10. We'll wrap up the show with number one. But today, we're going to start with a Chicago-based rocker who started playing drums at age 10, guitar at age 12, and by 14 years old, he had joined his first band. The band was called Spectrum, and they had, some sock hop experience, I guess you'd say. Well, in the 1970s, they started recording, and this is the latest album. Number of years in between because he had taken some hiatus time off. But I'm talking about singer-songwriter Tim Gaynor. Tim Gaynor opens his newest album, which is titled Honor Among Thieves, with some interesting cover songs. He's got a couple on here that he gives his unique treatment to, like Bob Gibson's Dime a Dozen. We got Bob Seger's Get Out of Denver. Uriah Heep's Lady in Black. Now, that's an interesting cover. And, of course, he also opens up with Jim Steinman, the lyricist of Meatloaf, and a take on Love and Death and an American Guitar. But we're not going to play any of the covers. Instead, we're going to get into Gaynor's own lyrics and own song. This is one of the songs I chose as a highlight from Honor Among Thieves, an independent release from Chicago rocker Tim Gaynor. This one's called It's a Jungle Out There, and he wrote it back when he was in high school, believe it or not, almost 40 years ago.
Cause it's a jungle out there. And with you, I kind of wonder just how you keep from going under. Girl, you gotta keep it smiling, smiling faces sometimes. They'll get you every chance, you get with every dance. Don't do it. Deception runs deep, but secrets are only good as the person who keeps them. I suggest you check your texts one more time. The one I'm gonna leave is the one you got to keep in mind. And before you're on your way, one more time I've got to say something that a friend once said, and it keeps running through my head. Girl, you gotta take, cause it's a jungle out there, and with you I kinda wonder just how you keep from going under. Girl, you gotta keep in mind smiling faces sometimes. You'll get you every chance, you get with every dance. Don't do it, girl.
Tim Gaynor, Honor Among Thieves is the album. That song, It's a Jungle Out There. And he wrote that, it's got to be about 40 years ago. He said he was still in high school when he originally wrote that song. Now, Tim is very active in the business. He's done voiceover work in the music world. His voice has been heard on various TV, internet, radio commercials, things like that. This is his second solo album, Honor Among Thieves. It was released in November of 2019, so it's just been out a short time. And they've got a couple different singles that are getting a little bit of play on the internet. But that one jumps out at me. This is a great album. It's multiple track. It's full length. And it's produced by Colin and Jim Gaynor themselves. And I think it's a pretty good album. And somebody you might not have heard of before. Again, out of Chicago. He's been a part of the scene for a number of years, Mr. Tim Gaynor. And now let's get feedback from Jose Rodriguez, who is our engineer. So, Jose, tell me what you thought of that.
I got to say, it was rocking. It was really rocking. And the fact that it was from the region or Chicagoland is Well, not surprising, seeing all the guests you bring in and all the talented folks.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
It was interesting. He's been on my radar on and off. He was on the list a while back. I forget what the album. It must have been his first one. But I remember him making the list a while back on here. And I just think that the singer-songwriters out there are really getting strong in Northwest Indiana. We're seeing so many amazing songwriters. We're going to hear from a few of them. There's another band that's coming up now. Again, we are playing my top 10 of 2019. Now, you got to remember, as a music journalist, as a radio guy with a couple of different shows, I get a ton of stuff sent to me from artists hoping to get airplay, hoping to get mentions, and I do listen to 99.9% of them. It takes some time sometimes, but I do get to them all, and as something really strikes my fancy, I will take it and put it on the maybe album list for this list, and I usually wind up with about 30 albums that are contenders, and then I have to narrow that down to 10. So Tim made 10 of that 10. The next one that we're going to hear is a little closer to home. It's from Northwest Indiana. They've been around for a while. Hoosier Diddy is a country group. They've got an album out, independently produced, independently released, called Born City, Dying Country. What a great title. That sounds like a country song. Born City, Dying Country.
If I had to guess, yeah.
It's a collection of 9 tunes written or co-written by vocalist Rick Michael, a.k.a. Merck. And this still has plenty of knee-slapping, honky-tonking sound, you know, as you might expect. A song like Out of My Way, for instance. But this album, compared to their first album, shows more of a rock trajectory, I guess you'd say. They're adding in elements of rock and blues, and there's even a little touch of the islands sprinkled in on a tune called My Last Beer. But the one we're going to play is one that kind of strikes a nerve. It's a salute to the U.S. military, and the guys in the band are veterans. Rick Michael is a veteran, the guy that wrote it and sings it and plays most of the guitar on this album. So it underscores a strong vein of patriotism traditionally found in country music, which didn't surprise me given his background and given the fact that that this has been a hot topic. So we're going to play a song called Why We Stand. Again, this is a 9-track song from Hoosier Diddy. And this is track number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Track number 5, Why We Stand, Hoosier Diddy, from right here in the heart of Northwest Indiana.
When I woke up this morning, took a walk to start my day. Seen a young girl crying by a flag on a grave. A little while later, I took a walk where she had laid. There's a note she had written that said, Happy Father's Day. He was a soldier, a father, served his country in Iraq. His tour was nearly over, but never made it back. His story got me thinking of all the sacrifices made for the flag, drink the caskets that I carried off those planes, for the ones who stormed the beaches on that 6th of June. For the man who lost his best friend in his arms in Vietnam, for the countless tears across this land, this is why we stand. This is why we stand. There's a boy and his grandpa sitting by a fishing pond. The boy turns to him and asks, why my daddy's gone? He said, I know that you miss him dearly, but I hope in time you'll see. Some give up everything so that others could be free.
all across this land. The sacrifices made for the guns of families, their loss we can replace. For the unsung heroes away from home on Christmas Day. For those who answer danger whenever it may come. For the stories all across this land. This is why we stand. This is why we stand. Sacrifices made for the flag-draped caskets that are carried off those planes. For the fallen soldier's daughter with no dance on her wedding day. For the bones you give on, we cannot repay. For the heroes all across this land. I want to say we're proud again. This is why we stand. This is why we stand. This is why we stand. This is
Why We Stand. What a great tribute to the U.S. military, and that is coming from a vet himself. Rick Michael is the songwriter, vocalist, guitarist of the band Hoosier Diddy. I like that name, Hoosier Diddy. Like, who's your daddy?
Yeah, that reminds me of IU saying, like, Hoosier Daddy.
Hoosier Daddy. Hoosier Diddy. Good stuff. Again, Northwest Indiana Zone. This is the sophomore release from this band. They had one out, I want to say maybe 2 years ago, called Blackjack. A little more straight country last time. This one explores a little more. Like I said, there's some songs on here that you get a little feel of the blues, definitely some rock, and even a touch of the islands on a song called Last Beer, which is a fun one. But I thought that was the one that kind of drove home the point that these guys are serious in their message. Strong country, that is, I mean, patriotism and country go hand in hand when it comes to country music. Closing out the set is Fool Me No More, which if we ever have time, I want to get to that one too, because that's kind of notable R&B groove. I mean, it's kind of neat to see that some country music is crossing over to other genres, and this album shows that on a local scene. We've got some great stuff here. The rock side, Burning the Candle, is very Mellencampish in a way, without sounding derivative. So good stuff. If you get a chance to see them, they are out there. They're called Hoosier Diddy, and they are number nine on the top 10 of my list here. That is the best albums of 2019 from the region and Chicagoland. You have to be from Chicagoland in the greater Great Lakes area and have released this within the last 15 months and must have a fair amount of original music on here to be considered. So the next one, this guy, Jose, you know him. He's been in here a couple of times and played live. I'm talking about James Guetta. He is he's out of Crown Point, and he's got five songs on this debut EP, which gets him in under the wire on the time frame of how much time you need to have to be on the list. It's called Thick as Thieves. And what's nice about this, there's only five songs, but there is not a filler track in the mix. All five of these songs are meaty, they're well-written, they're story songs, they're worthy of repeat listens. I've listened to this CD many, many times. The performances are very straightforward. The sound and production by a guy who was here last week, Nick Kazonis, Merivale studio engineer and artist himself, produced it. Very crisp, very clean, very uncluttered. It's not overproduced, but it's produced well, and it lends itself to these great songs. And he's got everything on here. Your Girl's Tattoo, what a great song that is. And that's going to be one of the songs you'll be hearing in his live shows. It's basically, you know, kind of thumbing his nose at the guy whose girlfriend left him and came to James. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to that song. We're also going to get, we've had earlier on the show in the past, and he's been here, the Civil War tale, the traitor Hiram McCall. And that's one we've played a lot. So I really like that the best.
That's my favorite.
Is it?
I love that song.
Do you want to play that instead? Or do you?
It's up to you.
I don't know how much time we've got.
I kind of want that Your Girl's Tattoo since it's
That's
new.
That's a fun one.
I haven't heard that
okay.
one, so I wouldn't mind.
Well, we'll do that one. Let's do Your Girl's Tattoo. This is James Guetta, original music off Thick as Thieves from Crown Point, another independent release, number 8 on the top 10.
Let's just say I've seen your girl's tattoo. One that's in the place you thought she only showed to you. One thing led to another, as they often do. Let's just say I've seen your girl's tattoo. Last night at the bar, you got way too smashed. You spent most of an hour with your head stuck in the trash. Saw her looking lonely, so I sat next to her stool. Asked her if she knew you or if you were just some fool. The waitress brought up bourbons, the truth came pouring out. Truth be told, she loves you, but her mind was plagued with doubts. As you climbed into the cab, she told you that she'd be home soon. But not for a detour up into my room. So let's just say I've seen your girl's tattoo. The one that's in the place you thought she only showed to you. One thing led to another, as they often do. Let's just say I've seen your girl's tattoo. Moment's hesitation as her thoughts drifted to you. The moment quickly faded as her inhibitions flew. Be it the warning in her eyes or the drinks gone to her head. The debate within her settled and she laid down on the bed. And as I laid beside her, I saw fire in her eyes. She whispered to me breathlessly, she felt so alive. And by the time we kissed, she was yours no more. Her life with you was crumpled like her dress upon the floor. So I don't want a bachelor girl's tattoo. The one that's in the place you thought she only showed to you. One thing led to another, as they often do. I know all about your girl's tattoo. Tattoo, the one that's in the place that she used to show to you. One thing led to another, as they often do. Never again will you see my girl's tattoo. Never again will you see my girl's tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
burn. Yes, indeed. He's burning that guy. He has seen his girl's tattoo, and he'll never get to see it again, the other guy, because she has jumped ship. She is now with James. Your girl's tattoo, that is track 5 of 5 on his debut EP, Thick as Thieves. And I am happy to report that James is right now, nose to the grindstone, working on his next release. And again, I believe he is working with Nick Kazonis on that. Again, sparse production, but clean. You don't want to overproduce an artist like James Guetta, because the lyrics, the song, the flow is what really makes him shine. And he's got that almost Johnny Cash-ish type voice. And he's been on this program a number of times performing live. He has performed at the Record Bin as part of the live broadcast there in Hobart. And I'm sure I will have him back in April, I believe. His new release comes out, and we'll be doing a CD release party there. Jose, what do you think of James Guetta? You've seen him live, and now you've heard the record.
James Guetta is definitely one of my favorites who always bring on here. There's something like really... not only intimate, but very real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe all of the stories he's telling. Like, especially, like, my favorite one, the traitor.
The traitor, Hiram McCall.
Like, when he was telling that, I felt like that was, like, a story past
I
the
thought
ages.
It was a real story.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, I just wrote that. I just made it up.
Holy moly, that's some talent right there.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like it could be an actual history book story, like one that could be made into a movie.
Right.
When you think about it, it could be one of those historical movies.
Definitely one of my favorites. I like
it. It's like I started looking up Hiram McCall in like online, and I couldn't find anything. I'm like, who was this guy? And he's like, nah, I just kind of made that up. So very good. James Guetta out of Crown Town and an American Hoosier singer-songwriter. And I just love his style. Again, we're going to be hearing a lot from James Guetta. I just feel it. Next up, a guy that has been on my top 10 list probably with almost every album, if not every album, over the last 10, 15 years. He's long been one of my favorite Chicago-based performers. Back with Midwest Beat, I used to have him out here in clubs a lot. And people always liked him. But he lives quite far in Chicagoland, so it was a bit of a drive for him. But these days, he is doing a great job performing as Johnny Cash in a tribute group called Folsom. In fact, they're going to be coming May 1st to the Hobart Art Theater. But this is his original stuff. And I love this guy because, you know, the rebel sound, the outlaw sound of country was always a favorite of mine. And the rebel sound has come back in recent years thanks to artists like Shooter Jennings, Jamie Johnson, and others. But this guy, Pete Berwick is his name, that's been his wheelhouse since he first helped to pioneer what came to be called the cowpunk scene a lifetime ago. When I was just a youngin', cowpunk was starting to come out. It was the whole birth of Americana with Wilco and groups like that. And Pete was right there. In fact, Pete has done a lot of acting. He's been featured in films. He's been on reality TV. And now he's playing Johnny Cash in Folsom. But Pete has always been one of those guys with grit and razor blades in his throat. And, you know, he sings after, like, down in a bottle of whiskey. It's got that kind of sound, that harshness, that venom in his voice. But this album is different. Now, if you listen to some of his earlier stuff in a song called Standing at the Gates of Hell, for instance, I mean, the song title kind of says it all and is very rough and very gruff and very scary and very mean. These days, Pete is sounding a little more despaired, almost like the venom's it's still there, but it's almost like he's getting worn down. And something tells me that this might be one of Pete's last original albums, at least for a while, because I know he's focusing on this new country tribute. And I hope that's not the case, because he is certainly among one of the best songwriters of this style. And we're going to play something off his latest album. It came out this past year, obviously, and it's called Island. And it's just a different sound for Pete Berwick, if you're familiar with him. It's still got the honky-tonkin', stick-in-your-head kind of grit that you've come to know from him. But he's got a new band with him this time around. And they're pretty interesting cats. I don't know if these are some of the guys that are in the Johnny Cash tribute with him or who they are, because they are new on my radar. But Pete Berwick has this neat group called the Mugshot Saints. And this is put out on Shotgun Records. The album is Island, and we're going to play a song called Nothing. It's a great collection of songs. Again, a little more despair than anger on this one, and a little softer edge. But there's some sweet guitar on this album that comes courtesy of, gosh, this writing is so small, courtesy of, I can't read it, Jason Bachta, I think it is, and some great background vocals from Jennifer Bachta. But anyway, we're going to play it. This one's called Nothing. This is Pete Berwick and the Mugshot Saints off his latest album, Island.
Here I am still holding on to a memory that's been dead and gone. I guess today, like rain and clear, why do I stay here anyway? I can't feel the way I think, can't see the things they're telling me. But I saw his blood flow from a hill, where love grows still where it will. When it died, it bled like rain, we followed it to that sacred place. Where hearts go softly, sad to die, and tears fall hard like silent death. Sometimes it's best when all that's left, nothing, sometimes nothing's best. You let it go, just walk away. Born again another day. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to your dream. Hold on. I dreamed I was inside this place. Caged birds cried out in vain, seeking justice. For they could not sing. Maybe the song had changed, sung in a different way by something else. But there was nothing else. No blood no longer from the hill. Sad memories fade in time to kill. Cause time erased the blood-soaked sand, where love once made its final stand. Now pride cuts harder than the saddest pain. But nothing, nothing's all that remains. Your eyes and fade to blue. What you can't see you.
Pete Berwick and the Mugshot Saints. The album is Island. It's on Shotgun Records. And Pete, not only is he just a local artist, and I don't mean to use just in there, just a local artist, but he has been, he's a renaissance man. For 40 years, he's been a live performer. He has been a professional actor in film, on television. He is a book author. He is a tribute artist, now doing Folsom, a tribute to Johnny Cash. Again, that show is coming May 1st to the Hobart Art Theater locally. But he was on America's Got Talent. He was on Wife Swappers. He was on all these amazing groups, or shows, rather. And he's a cowpunk pioneer. Jose, have you ever heard the term cowpunk? It was one of the early when the whole Wilco and all that stuff was coming out.
I know Wilco, but I don't think I've ever heard cowpunk.
Yeah, cowpunk was right before that. Wilco kind of sprang out of that from some of their earlier stuff.
Also, you said he was on, like, Wife Swap?
Yeah, he
did. Like, the show?
The show, the TV show. He did a guest, him and his wife did that Wife Swap show. And more recently, he was on America's Got Talent, and he's done some gangster roles. I can't remember what the shows were. I don't know if it was a... what was the big one?
The gangster show?
Yeah, the gangster
one. Was it like Dead Peaks or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. It was one of those. But there was he was on a couple of gangster shows. He's got the gangster look. He's got that hard, you know, look. And it comes out in his earlier albums. I have been a fan of Pete Berwick for years. And I used to try to bring him out here. And I just didn't think Indiana got him. the way I got him, because I love the Chicago music scene, and he was a big part of it. But go back and listen. If you go to PeteBerwick.net, you'll be able to hear and see some of his earlier albums, like Only Bleeding, Standing at the Gates of Hell, Ain't No Train Out of Nashville. That one's it's all about being drunk and in jail. And I mean, he is today's version, in my opinion, in many ways, of the Johnny Cashes or the Johnny Paychecks that were before him. And I'm not alone in thinking that, because the critics that have reviewed his albums all around the world say the same thing. Pete Berwick is this diamond in the rough, and I mean rough, because he is he's caustic, he's got venom in his bite, he's got spit in your eye, but he's so good. And he's such a nice guy when you actually get to meet him. Hmm. He has been in this studio once before you were here, when Dan was still engineering.
Really?
And quite a colorful character.
It's like you can hear it in his voice. Like,
yeah.
It's gritty, it's hard,
but
it's rough.
Is softer.
But you'll have a beer with him.
Like, oh, definitely. Yeah. Maybe three.
Maybe.
But, again, good stuff. It's called Pete Berwick's Island, and it's all original music. And you can see him as Johnny Cash in the Folsom Tribute Act. Next up, we've got a group that's on a very famous Chicago label, Alligator Records. And what do we got here? Oh, lost my notes. Nick Moss Band. Nick Moss featuring Dennis Gruling. And Alligator Records has been around now for at least two, three decades, at least. I know they're past 25, but they have been championing and spotlighting some of the greatest blues artists of the modern era, and even resurrecting a few older ones, you know, like Johnny Winter was on there, and John Lee Hooker, different groups like that.
Every time you have some blues artists on the show and I hear Alligator Records, I'm like, man.
Yeah, you know it's good.
They are churning out some real good artists.
Like, they are very picky. Bruce Iglauer is the founder, and I had the opportunity to interview him many years ago, and he's a really good guy who's dedicated to the music, which is why he's so picky. And he wants everything on Alligator to be top shelf. And these guys, Nick Moss Band, is definitely, definitely top shelf. Band leader Moss and harmonica sideman Gruling took home a BMA award in 2019. They have proven to be quite a team. That's the thing about blues. A lot of these guys, when they team up, you know, you get Junior Wells and Buddy Guy. You get Willie Dixon and Muddy Waters. I mean, there's certain chemistry when you team certain people up. And Moss and Gruling definitely are that team when it comes to making powerful and vibrant original blues. Solid backing from a keys player named Taylor Striff, bass player Rodrigo Mantovani, not to be confused with Mantovani. If you're familiar with Mantovani, he was like a string guy from the 60s.
Oh.
And a drummer named Patrick Seals. These guys skirt the traditional blues trappings. They don't lose sight of it, but they infuse more soul, maybe more Stax sound, more Memphis sound. And there's some really tasty stuff on here. It's hard to define what's on this album. There's 14 tracks. It's called Lucky Guy, and we will play track number 4. This is a highlight of mine from the album, called Sanctified, Holy, and Hateful. This is album number 6 on my top 10, Nick Moss Band, Lucky Guy. Listen to it.
Full of grace, pouring the whole that's sinful. But what you are, you're sanctified, you're holy, and you're hateful. Well, you are saved, and yes, you are righteous. Hail Mary, full of grace. Tell me, who will deliver you from evil? you know. You sanctified your holy hand, you were hateful. Who you pray to, vote for, and sleep with? What does it matter? Why can't you just be thankful? Don't you know? You sanctified your holy. And you're
Tasty Blues there from the Alligator label. That's Nick Moss Band featuring Dennis Grunling. And the album's called Lucky Guy, and again on Alligator Records. And I just think that they have a really good chemistry. And it's a different sounding blues. I mean, there's some tasty guitar in there. There is no denying that. But it's not like guitar-driven. And a lot of the blues today seems to be guitar-driven again. What'd you think of that, Jose?
Like I was telling you, like off mic, it was really, it took you to a place. Like it really took me to like the ambience of like if the House of Blues was just like strictly like the House of Blues, not like the venue, but like it took me to the House of Blues where it's the smoky filled room. You're there by yourself head down, just vibing with the music, taking shots of whiskey or something.
That's one of those, like, trying to forget the woman blues kind of thing.
Right, just, stuff. Just dealing with it. Yep.
Yeah, Sanctified, Holy, and Hateful was the name of that song. And again, 14 tracks, a five-piece group, and just phenomenal. Write these guys down. They are from Chicago, of course, signed to Chicago's own Alligator Records. The Nick Moss Band, lucky guy, good record. And you definitely want to hear more about them and from them. You can go online at their website, which is simply nickmossband.com. And I believe most of this record is up there, at least to sample, if not play. Good stuff. We're going to hear a lot more from Nick Moss Band, I think. I would love to see them come to Northwest Indiana. They're right up there with like Shamika Copeland and Cashbox Kings as some of my newest blues favorites.
I love Shamika too.
She's a doll. We had her on here too, and she's just phenomenal. I can't get enough of her. But so anyway, there you go. Nick Moss. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Midwest Beat with yours truly, Tom Lounges. Jose Rodriguez on the engineer board there and commenting. He is our peanut gallery today.
Yep.
So we're having some fun playing some great music. The next artist, number 5 on my top 10 of 2019 of new homegrown releases, is a gal that I have known since she was 14 or 15 years old. Met her at a battle of the bands that I hosted, and, well, she won. Her group won. They came back the next year. They won again. They came back the next year. They won again. And at that time, I says, you can no longer win. You're too good. It's time to step aside because now you're aging out like Menudo. But she has stuck with it. Most of her band has, although they splintered. The band was called Capernaum. She is Leanne Stutler. And she went on to Columbia College, got herself a degree, freshly graduated about the time this album came out. In fact, some of her Columbia College classmates who were in with her are on here. There's an exceptional guitar player on here named Miles Bacon that I saw her perform with live, and he is featured on the song we're going to play here. Leanne is, by definition, I guess you'd say, a country artist. But this album really brings her outside of her comfort zone in some ways. And there's great songs on here, Fuel the Fire, Out of Time, and the one we're going to play, which is Cupid's Stolen Bow. What's interesting about this is that she released some of these songs about a year earlier. And they were done acoustic style. She actually recorded them independently. I believe it was in her bedroom or her dorm or wherever she had her little studio. And they were nice. They were nice songs. They did well. But now she's in a full studio. She's at Rax Tracks Recording in Chicago. Rick Barnes is producing. And she's got these incredible musicians from Columbia University, Columbia College there. And I think her chemistry, we were talking about teams, I think her chemistry with this guitar player, Miles Bacon, is just phenomenal. And I think it really shines on this particular song. These are all original songs written by Leanne out of the St. John area. This is Cupid's Stolen Bow.
Yeah, my life's been wasted. I was missing you so much that I couldn't take it. But you were tired of this, no mask and my kiss. You left me in the drive and I just kept crying. Cause you took my heart, threw it on the ground, jumped on it and kicked it around. And burn. I gave you your second chance, now you just need to learn. And I'm not gonna waste my time on a heart that's colder, even colder than mine. Cause you took my heart, threw it on the ground, jumped on it and kicked it around. And I was dumb enough to let you. Oh, I was flying high and circling around, shot your air.
Cupid's Stolen Bow. Northwest Indiana's Leanne Stutler off her Keeps Getting Better album, full-length 10-song album, and the songs on here, some of the tunes, a lot different than she released on her EP about a year earlier, which were more of acoustic-based singer-songwriter style. She has a great, great band with her, and we're going to start for the last five, the top five here of the top ten. We're going to give you a double shot, so let's explore this one. Again, a much different sound of the song you just heard. This is Out of Time. Again, Leanne Stutler with Miles Bacon on guitar. Leanne Stutler. Now, I hope you were paying attention. Like I said, she has come into her own. She's matured. She's evolved. We heard the first track was Cupid's Stolen Bow. Definitely pop-ish, but very country fluid. But that one, Out of Time, reminds me, especially towards the end when she really gets into it, Miles Bacon starts playing that guitar. Her voice, the style, reminds me a little bit of Evanescence at times, and a few other different artists that were out there. And it definitely is not a country song. Out of Time is more of a rock side of Leanne, a girl that, if you look at her, she looks country. If you listen to most of the album, it sounds country. If you talk to her, her roots are country. But going to Columbia College really broadened her scope and really put more things on the radar for her that I think we're going to see infuse themselves into her future recordings. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of future recordings from this gal. I think she's got a bright future. I think the region is going to hear a lot from her. And I hope the world does, too. Jose, what do you think? You've met Leanne. She's performed in here. But this new album is really taking her to a new place.
I was going to say, it definitely reminds me of, like, a nostalgic time for someone my age.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes me to the early 2000s. Like, I can hear, like, she would be perfect to, like, make a soundtrack for a Chad Michael Murray film or a Mandy Moore, like, mm-hmm. that era style. And I feel like she's versatile enough to have that sad side, mm-hmm. but also that happy side and that cheerful side. She's really, and I remember her talking, too. She's really good at capturing emotions and putting
yes,
it on the page.
A lot of emotions, a lot of passion in her performing. And again, she wrote these songs. So that, mm-hmm. that says something right there. She is one heck of a songwriter. And even though she leans towards the countryside, I think a good performer could take some of her tunes and, like, Fuel the Fire, another one that's got a lot of rock edge on here, or even a title track, It's About Time. Those could be turned into major rock songs in the right hands. And I think she could be the right hands with Miles Bacon helping her.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Again, Leanne Stutler, you can find her online. Again, Northwest Indiana Zone. Leanne Stutler, that's double N, LeanneStutler.com. And the album is called Keeps Getting Better, and it came out just a few months ago, about 3 months ago, actually. And we had her here. And good stuff. We're going to see a lot more from her. That is number 5 on my top 10 regional albums of 2019. And this listing will be published in my next in the next edition of the Times that features my column, which will be next Thursday. Next up on number 4 of the top 10, these guys are going to be in town. Again, at the Hobart Art Theater. They are a Celtic Americana group. I had the pleasure of working with them not once but twice this past summer at the Highland Fest and also at Crown Point's Bulldog Park. They are based out of Chicagoland. They have toured the world. In fact, people who listen to NPR radio like you and those that watch PBS television like you may already know the band Switchback. They have been the topic of not one, not two, but 3 PBS TV shows. And they're still going strong. In fact, they released an Americana album. They are doing a Celtic show. Let me throw that out there first. They're doing a Celtic show locally at the Hobart Art Theater with New Element on March 13th, I believe it is. And then the next day, they'll be at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, also doing a Celtic show in anticipation of St. Pat's. And they do have a Celtic sound in a lot of what they do, but Celtic music and Americana music share a lot of the same instruments. And Switchback, as a group, are basically a duo. So you're gonna hear Mr. Fitzgerald and Mr. McCormick kicking it out. They are incredible. Brian Fitzgerald, Martin McCormick, they have been guests here in the studio. They are Switchback, but they have performed and they record in different incarnations. They do duos, they do a trio, and they do a full band format. And this album is more full band format. Its executive producer is Paul Von Mertens, and this is a great song. You can keep up with them at waygoodmusic.com, which is apt because it is Way Good Music. This is one of many albums they've got out. It's their newest, called Birds of Prey, and we're going to give you 2 from them. This is track number 11 out of 14 from Switchback. This is The Measure of the Master.
The measure of the master can't be found. Rise above the clouds, root in the ground. The measure of the master can't be seen. Witness the moment in between. Grass barrels tail through the century. Master,
set me free. The measure of the master can't be told. Listen to the music, forms unfold.
Switchback. They are number 4 of my top 10 with their new album, Birds of Prey. Again, I'm Tom Lounges. This is Midwest Beat, and we are listening to songs from the albums that made my top 10 of 2019. We have been counting back from 10, and we have heard some great stuff so far. That is from Switchback. Birds of Prey is the album. The Measure of the Master is the song. And these guys, again, have been around a long time. They perform as duo. As a trio, and also with full band accompaniment. So no matter where you see them, they are definitely unique, and their show changes and evolves from show to show. They'll be performing the weekend before St. Pat's on that Friday at Hobart Art Theater, along with New Element. So that'll be a great Celtic Americana show to celebrate St. Pat's. That Saturday, they'll be across the border at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, and they'll be on their own, a full evening of Switchback. And it's good stuff. I mean, these guys have been around for a couple of decades. They've been playing, they've been friends and playing together since at least 30 years, maybe longer. Brian Fitzgerald and Martin McCormick are the core of the group. They've been featured in 3 PBS TV shows, and for very good reason. They have toured all around the world. They are hugely popular in the Celtic countries, especially Ireland, where they do shows every year. They go out and they tour and play. They have played with members of different famous groups, including the Clancy Brothers. And we're just going to play one now. That was, Jose, you mentioned that was kind of a psychedelic 60s kind of sound. I agree with that.
Yeah, it reminded me of like a psychedelic era.
Yeah, it was kind of like that that folky psychedelic that was out then.
If I can compare it to someone like now, mm-hmm. I'd say like a Tame Impala.
I have no idea who that is. Oh, you'll have to bring that into the show.
I'll have to. But yeah, but yeah, they have that same like 70s, like far out vibe.
That was some cool stuff. Well, we're going to hear one now that takes you back to more of the rootsy sound of these guys. And again, this is another great original song. It's a tribute to the olden days, the old-timey sound. It's the Old Barn Dance. This is another one off of Birds of Prey from Switchback. Check it out.
Papa gonna put on his doeskin pants. Papa gonna put on his doeskin pants. Papa gonna put on his doeskin pants. Papa gonna do the old barn dance. Now Papa gonna put on his riding boots. Yeah, Papa gonna put on his riding boots. Papa gonna put on his riding boots. Well, across the floor you can watch him.
The Old Barn Dance, that is Switchback off Birds of Prey, track number 7 of 14. We also heard Measure of the Master, and you can hear between those two tracks the big, broad sound of this group. And again, it's all Americana-driven. They've got mandolins and guitars and dobros and all kinds of fun instruments there. And if you're a fan of the Americana sound, you are going to love these guys. And you are probably already aware of them. They should be on your radar. Again, they've been featured a lot on NPR nationwide. They've been featured on PBS television in three different specials over the years. And they're Chicago-based, but they perform all over the world as a duo, a trio, and a full band. And you can catch them locally leading up to St. Pat's Week. March 13th, Switchback and New Element will be performing a 7 p.m. show at the Hobart Art Theater at 230 Main Street in Hobart. And the next night, March 14th, they'll be across the state line at the nearby Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, doing a full headline set on their own. Hobart show is going to be a split bill with Switchback and New Element, and then Switchback an evening with at the Acorn Theater. Two great venues and a great, great, great band if you love Americana music. These guys are old pros, and find out why they've built a worldwide audience. Keep up with them online at waygoodmusic.com, waygoodmusic.com. I'm Tom Lounges, and you are listening to Midwest Beats here on Lakeshore Public Radio, and we are counting down my top 10 regional albums of 2019, and Switchback was number 4. Which now brings us to number 3. Now, the guy you're going to hear on number 3 is no stranger to Chicagoland audiences. He's no stranger to American audiences. And he's no stranger to international audiences. He's won Grammys. He has written number 1 singles. He has done an incredible job for the last 55 years. And you know him. You love him. He's been here many times in the studio, Mr. Jim Peterik. And Jim is actually on this playlist twice, my top 10 list, because he's got two new albums out, and both of them are stellar. And Jim Peterik, of course, the leader of the Ides of March, former member of Survivor. You know, he's the guy that wrote Eye of the Tiger. Come on. So he's clearly had some time on his hands, because this year he released two albums. And we're going to get to one called Jim Peterik's World Stage. And it comes out on the Italian label Frontiers Music. But Jim is still right here in Chicagoland. He's a suburban guy, and he hangs out in the region, plays here a lot, and he hangs out once in a while with me here at the Lakeshore Public Studios. This is off an album called Winds of Change, the song we're going to play. And on this album, there's 12 great songs, a lot of collaboration with previous songwriting collaborators, like Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon, Don Barnes of 38 Special, Toby Hitchcock of Pride of Lions, and Kelly Keegi of Night Ranger. You know, the guy that gave us Sister Christian. Well, they all perform on selected tracks here of this album. The album, again, is called Jim Peterik and World Stage, Winds of Change. Adding fingerprints and vocals to the mix on this album as well are Kevin Chalfant, former lead singer of The Storm, Leslie Hunt, who was on this program just a few months ago, of District 97, Kathy Richardson, another hometown Chicago gal now fronting the Jefferson Starship, Mike Reno of Loverboy, old friends of this show, Gunner and Matthew Nelson, Rick's Kids of the Nelson Band, and just so many more. It's a star-studded event. Every song has a featured guest, but Jim Peterik wrote them all, and Jim is the band leader with an incredible band, the World Stage Band, which is not the same as Ides of March. So, what do you say we get to some stuff from Mr. Peterik's creative pen? This one features another hometown Chicagoland legend who still, like Jim, lives in the region. They're only about 40 minutes from where I'm sitting right now, where their homes are. This is called Proof of Heaven. It features Jim Peterik and the World Stage Band with special guest, co-collaborator, co-vocalist, Mr. Dennis DeYoung, formerly of Styx. Proof of Heaven, World Stage.
Tell me all you know. Whisper in my ear the secrets of the universe we're dying on to hear. I promise not to tell. Well, maybe just my wife. Please explain the mystery they call the afterlife. 'Cause I believe I tell myself every day is everyone I know.
Everyone I
from
know.
Here to who knows where. Wants to know the reasons why. Oh, life can be unfair. But I believe, I tell myself every day.
It's been 20 years since Jim Peterick first put together a world stage project. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with it, Jim Peterick, of course, the songwriter behind and the singer behind the Ides of March, behind the group Survivor. He was a writer of Eye of the Tiger and all the big hits that Survivor had. He's written songs, actually pretty much all the hits 38 Special had. Hold On Loosely, Fantasy Girl, all of those, A Rockin' Into the Night. Jim was the songwriter behind him. He's a hometown guy. He's a good friend of our show. And World Stage was a case of him kind of doing what Ringo Starr did. With Ringo's All-Star Band, he would call up friends, open his Rolodex, and say, hey, you want to make some music together? Come on over. We'll sit in the kitchen. We'll write some songs. We'll go out and we'll play a couple of shows. And that's what's been happening for the last 20 years. The lineup of World Stage always evolves, always changes. And for his latest album, Winds of Change, for the 20th anniversary, he's invited some great artists to sing and write with him. On that song, we heard Dennis DeYoung, former lead singer of Styx, a neighbor of Jim's in their suburban neighborhood, and lots of people have performed with Jim on these World Stage shows. So this one is actually one of the best World Stage albums and groupings, I guess you'd say. Going back to the first one that I got to attend, Kevin Cronin of REO wrote a song on here called Just For You, We've got Kelly Keegi, who is also on there, the drummer from Night Ranger, who gave us Sister Christian on a song called I Will What I Want, and the late, great former Survivor singer Jimmy Jameson. What a tragedy it was to lose him. He's featured on a really beautiful song here called Love You All Over the World. He co-wrote and is featured singing that. But we're going to go to a song now. It's actually the title track. We're going to feature a second song from this album, Winds of Change, and this is the title track. It was written with Don Barnes of 38 Special and Danny Chaussee of 38 Special. Now, Jim wrote some beautiful sentiments in the liner notes. I'm going to read these verbatim. Tells the story behind the title track, Winds of Change. Here's what Jim wrote. This song, which I co-wrote with my dear friends Don Barnes and Danny Chaussee of 38 Special, was inspired by the brave teenage survivors on the Broward County, Florida school mass shootings of 2018. When they spoke of the tragedy, their poise, determination, maturity, and wisdom that they possessed at news conferences gave me hope for a better world to come. The ship that is capsizing in the song is the old guard. The values that the young people are rejecting, any leader that hopes to lead the world had better listen closely. These are the winds of change. So these young people inspired, they are the winds of change that Jim sings about. It is basically the changing of the guard. And nobody puts songs in more perspective, in my opinion, than Jim Peterik. He has such a knack with words. And when he teams up, especially with Don Barnes, he has written some amazing songs. So let's conclude our third of the top 10 albums, Jim Peterik's world stage, Winds of Change, on the Italian label Frontiers Music, by giving you that title track. This is Don Barnes of 38 Special, the world stage band, and Mr. Jim Peterik. Let's listen.
Watching, waiting for the break of day.
change, winds of change, and the winds are blowing strong these days. That's Jim Peterick and World Stage, and Tasty Stuff, featuring Don Barnes of 38 Special on that. And as Jim had mentioned, as I read earlier, that was inspired by the teenage survivors of the Broward County, Florida school mass shootings in 2018. And he said that the ship that is capsizing lyrically in the song represents the old guard, the values of which the young people are now rejecting. They say that leaders in today's world better start listening to the young people because they are the voice of the future. They are the winds of change, and that song strikes home. And he always underscores messages in his music, and it's always on a positive bent. One of the reasons I like Jim Peterick's music so much is there's always a positivity to it, a light in the darkness. And even the cover of this album, it shows a tornado, and it shows the ocean, and it shows a tattered flag subliminally blowing behind him as he stands staunchly in the wind with his purple hair blowing and his tiger jacket blowing in his leather pants, looking like a survivor, in fact. Yes, indeed. Jim Peterick and World Stage, a great star-studded album. Jose, what did you think of that?
Honestly, like, I love Jim Peterick. Like,
isn't he good? I mean, he's beyond good.
The first time, like, I started, like, engineering here and you told me, like, Jim Peterick was, he's going to be calling in, I got really nervous. I'm like, the Eye of the Tiger guy? Like, holy moly, this guy's huge.
Yeah.
And he's just the nicest guy.
He is. He's so down to earth. He's so accessible. And the thing is everyone, you know, and again, we all do the same thing. We all drop Eye of the Tiger because it was a huge international hit, number one, Grammy Award winning. But he has written so many amazing songs. And I hate for that song to always overshadow him.
Oh, yeah. That's something that I, whenever I like hear the song, like, Eye of the Tiger at like a bar or something, I tell my friends, oh yeah, that man Jim Peterick, yeah, he's been on our show. And then I tell them about his other music, and I had a few friends check him out after that too.
Yeah, I mean, he's had lots of hits like Sammy Hagar, 38 Special, REO, Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's written for everybody. Of course, Vehicle, his first number one when he was just a teenager with the Ides of March. And Ides of March are actually coming up in just a moment here. But Winds of Change was that song written with Don Barnes. And again, star-studded guests, Kevin Chalfant, Toby Hitchcock, Kevin Cronin, Gunnar and Matthew Nelson on that. Jimmy Jameson, the great singer from Survivor, featured there, the late, great Jimmy. Good stuff. This is just an amazing album. If you like arena rock or whatever you would call that 80s sound, this is the album. It's got all the big names from the past, and they're all working together.
And it's new.
And it's new.
That's
new
another
music.
Thing that I was going to say. Like,
it's new with the old sound.
Yeah, to hear this, I'm like, man, that really rocks. Like,
that would have been a big MTV hit back then.
What year did this come out? It was like last year.
Right. Right. And again, really good stuff from this guy. And Ides of March was the band that he forged in the 1963. I think they came together in high school. And they started having hits in the mid-60s as a foursome. And the original four guys, we call them the Core Four, are still together. And those guys are making records. In fact, they just celebrated, the Ides of March just celebrated, with a new album of brand new songs called Play On, the 55th anniversary album. And it's self-released. They used to be on Warner Brothers back in the early days, but these days they're putting everything out themselves. They are a juggernaut of music. Each guy in the band has their own duty that makes this band move forward. They're the best of friends. In fact, they're more like brothers than friends. And again, the Core Four are still there. Jim Peterick on guitar and lead vocals and some keys once in a while. The main guys, Larry Milas, guitars and vocals. Bob Berglund on bass and vocals. Mike Borsch on drums and vocals. And that lends to that beautiful harmonic vocal lineup that they've got. I mean, the harmonies of this group have always been legendary. And then you add the horns that the Ides of March later added in around 1970 when Vehicle came out. They went from a foursome to a full ensemble with some great horns. And the new guy even does a pretty good job. Scott May, and I say new guy with tongue in cheek because he's been with the group over a quarter century. He is not a new guy by any means. Scott May has released some great albums on his own. In fact, I think he made this list last year with his solo album, or maybe it was the year before. This got me on keys, and again, those amazing trademark Ides horns are featured. And the thing about the horns in this band is the way they do the arrangements between Larry and Jim. The arrangements on these songs and all Ides songs are just phenomenal because they inject those horns exactly at the right time in exactly the right places. Now, this album, again, 55th anniversary album, was released as a CD, a single CD, and it's got all these great new songs on it. But if you get it on vinyl, it's a double album. And side number four features some of the original master tapes of the Ides from 1966 to 1971. So you'll get to hear some of those classic older songs in their original mono versions. And again, original master tapes. So it's worth getting the vinyl if you're a vinyl fan. Or better yet, buy them both and take the CD in your car or with you on the road. Anyway, we're going to get to this album, Play On, 55th anniversary, The Ides of March. Like World Stage, Jim has made a lot of friends, a lot of talented, famous friends. And every once in a while, they like to go hang out with Jimbo, as we like to call him. Guests like Mark Farner of Grand Funk is featured on this album, along with Tom Duty, the Toad from Cry and Shame, Chicago's Own. And actually, Duty and the Cry and Shames are part of the Cornerstones of Rock, a PBS TV special. And David Pack is here on this album from Ambrosia. Blues greats like Joe Bonamassa on guitar featured on a song here, along with our good friend from this show, international touring artist and Grammy nominee Mindy Hebert provides some saxophone. And for those of you that are fans or were fans of that Indianapolis newsman David Letterman, you might remember his late-night sidekick, Paul Schaefer. Well, Paul is on this album as well. Fred Mullen is the producer, along with Larry Milas of the Ides. Together, these guys do an amazing job. And there's lots of great songs on here. So let's get to one of them right now. From the Ides of March, Play On, we're going to give you a song called Swagger. And Swagger is pretty cool because it features, let's see, Mark Farner on lead guitar and rhythm guitar and vocals. Now, Mark and Jim do harmonizing and swapping choruses and verses here. And Mark, of course, the voice guitar and songwriter of Grand Funk Railroad, behind every hit Grand Funk ever had, except American Band. That was not one of Mark's songs. But everything else he wrote. Colin Peterick, Jim's son, himself a gifted musician and band leader, is featured on here, along with Scott May, Bob Berglund, and some of the others. And they are called the Los Swaggeritos, or Ritos. Los Swaggeritos. How would I say that? Los Swaggeritos?
It sounds like a made-up word to me.
It does. They're the Swagger Brothers, I guess. The song is called Swagger. Check it out. The Ides of March with Mark Farner off their 55th celebration album, Play On.
This boy will be a giant when the Jimbo.
Yeah, Mark.
You see that girl over there?
Oh, yeah. You mean the one with the messed up hair?
Yeah. Now, she might not be the hottest looking girl in this room, but then why are all the guys trying to catch her eye?
Well, maybe it's because she got something those other girls don't.
You mean, like, she's the boss?
Yeah, she's herself at any cost.
Uh-huh.
She's got the secret sauce.
Secret sauce, yeah!
Swagger! That's all she needs. She's counting on her confidence. The rest is guaranteed.
It's like magic. She could be a fantasy. Play it like you say it. Put your chin up and swagger!
Swagger! That's what it's called. Wherever there's an audience, we're working for you.
It doesn't matter if you're short or if you're tall. Roll it like you want it. Keep the skin up and swagger!
Gotta love it. After 55 years, they still got that swagger. Yeah, baby. That is the Ides of March. What a great record this is. Celebrating 55 years together with the Core Four. Jim Peterick, Larry Milas, Bob Berglund, and Mike Borsch. And also in the mix there, Scott May, of course, a longtime member of the Ides. And the amazing horn section that powers the Ides of March like a freight train. I can't believe how good they still sound vocally, how amazing the songs still are 55 years later. Some of the strongest stuff Jim's ever written continues to come out. Now, a lot of people may say, well, yeah, but they got a lot of special guests on those albums. And that's true. You know, there's some great names, but that is a tribute to the Ides of March and a tribute in particular to Jim as a songwriter. A lot of these famous folks, Bo Bice of American Idol, Tom Doody, Crying Shames, Paul Schaefer of Late Night with David Letterman, Mindy Hebert, Mark Farner of Grand Funk, who we just heard there on Swagger, David Pack of Ambrosia, Kathy Richardson of Jefferson Airplane and Starship, and this guy that's coming up next, Mr. Joe Bonamassa. We're going to play a song, but keep in mind, it might be the amazing cavalcade of celebrity guests on this album that helps to sell copies. That's a given. You know, a lot of famous names usually help the product. But that's for the curious. Those that grew up and know and have followed the Ides of March all these years, all these five decades, really know that when it comes to great music, the Ides need no help when it comes to creating this kind of stuff. Yeah, they got some great guests, and it certainly does color a lot of the the songs and sometimes colors outside of the lines by taking them to new places. But there is no doubt that they are probably the greatest band in Chicago history, in my personal opinion. And I just think these guys collectively, I just pray they go on and on and on and never end, because the Ides of March continually impress with everything they do. They are a venerable Chicago-based band, and thank God they never left and moved to the coast like so many others. They are born and bred Southsiders here. All right. Let's get to another song from this great album, The Ides of March. We'll do one more. I did mention Joe Bonamassa, and this is one we have never played before on the show. It's actually quite tasty. Joe Bonamassa on the lead guitar, Jim Peterick and The Ides of March, of course, on the other instruments and voices. This is called The Cover-Up. Track 2 of Album 2 on my Top 10, The Ides of March.
Peeling out of your driveway in a late model sedan. You said it was your cousin in from out of state.
worse than the drive. Yeah, preacher. Now I've learned the hard way. There's no fair way to cheat. You'll get caught up like a spider in a web of deceit. So when I override my conscience, I'm the first to admit I'd rather fall on the sword and bleed out real quick. I've seen the way you change your story, but nothing's gonna change my mind. Like my same each time, but it's hard to remember the alternate facts when you fabricate the story line. They say the devil's in the details and in the whites of your lies, yeah. Around midnight, I hear confessions, but you're gonna have to stand in line. And if you're contrite and play it just right, I'll take you in spite. The cover-up is worse, worse than the crime.
Ides of March, playing on 55 years after forming, 55th anniversary album, Ides of March, and that, of course, the cover-up. I like the reference to Dick Nixon in there. Joe Bonamassa on lead guitar. All right, I'm Lounges. This is Midwest Beat. We are playing my top 10 albums of 2019. That was number 2. Before that, Jim with World Stage. So we got a double whack there from Mr. Jim Peterick's creative pen. And now we come to album number 1. Numero uno of my list. And believe me, this was hard. We had some really good albums this year, especially these last 4 or 5 in a row. But this guy has impressed the heck out of me. He's the singer, songwriter, and guitar player of the Steepwater Band. He's a co-founding member. I'm talking about Jeff Massey. He was in the studio not once but twice this year to promote this album. Once he played live, once we just played the album. It's called From the Highway to the Show. It's on Diamond Day Records. Now, Jeff Massey does not disappoint. If you're a fan of the blues, this guy can play it all. Flat picking, slide guitar, electric guitar, acoustic guitar. This album is Jeff solo and acoustic. It's him in the room with a bunch of guitars around him and a microphone. And there's very little overdub or fix it in the mix stuff. This is Jeff Massey from the Highway to the Show, raw and ready to blow your mind. He's got some great covers of songs by Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Muddy Waters, but it's, and he even recuts a couple of old Steepwater classics like Collision and The Stars Look Good Tonight. But we're not going to get to those. We're going to get to some of the new stuff on this album, like this one, Jeff Massey, brand new stuff, Oklahoma Sunrise.
Oklahoma sunrise hung up on the road, counting every mile through the wind and through the cold. I see the crystal daylight frozen on the ground, winter in the headlights blowing on the. I'm 1,000 miles. in town. I'm on the move and homeward bound. Texas in the evening sure have got me down. You feel a little warmer, but still I miss the sound of my girl laughing, even through the tear, smiling through the heartache, fighting through the fear. And I'm 1,000 miles from my hometown. I'm on the move and homeward bound. No one could ever know how much the love can grow from the highway to the shore. And your voice sounds good to me. You can call me anytime. I love to know your mind. Oklahoma sunrise, keep my heart intact. On the icy road to freedom, sliding our way back. The trip is getting longer, the songs are staying loose. Sometimes we are gypsies who slipped out of a noose. I'm 1,000 miles from my hometown. I'm on the move and homeward bound. No one could ever know how much the love can grow from the highway to the shore. And your voice sounds good to me. You can call me anytime. I love to know your man. I love to know your man. I need to know your man.
Oklahoma sunrise. Jeff Massey from the highway to the show. Jeff solo and acoustic, raw and great. Number one album of my top 10 of 2019. Congratulations to all the artists. Tim Gaynor, Honor Among Thieves, number 10. Hoosier Diddy, Born City, Dying Country, album number 9. James Guetta, Thick as Thieves, album number 8. Pete Berwick and the Mugshot Saints at number 7 with the album Island. Nick Moss Band featuring Dennis Grunling and Lucky Guy on Alligator Records at number 6. Lee Ann Stutler, Keeps Getting Better, an independent release at number 5. Switchback, Birds of Prey from Way Good Music, number 4. Jim Peterick's World Stage, Winds of Change on Frontiers Music, Ides of March, Play on the Ides of March Records, the 55th anniversary album at number 2, and number 1, Jeff Massey from the highway to the show, Diamond Day Records. And let's take a final song to get us out of here. This is from the number 1 album of the year, in my opinion, Jeff Massey and Abandoned Ship. Enjoy. Thank you for joining us on Tuesday. Keith Jackson of Triple Dose will be live in the studio. Adios.
Leaving today. We're even today. There'll be love around the corner. We'll find promise on the land. Years will pass and we'll be older, and you'll be so glad we took a stand. Yes, we're leaving today.